Cooperation in space has long been seen as a way to rise above political and diplomatic tensions here on Earth. And since its launch in 1998, Russia and the United States have been partners on the International Space Station, floating 248 miles above us. But Russia now says after 2024, it will leave the International Space Station and build its own. Joining us now is Leroy Chow. He's a retired NASA astronaut and former commander of the International Space Station. Leroy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great to be here.
What does this announcement mean for the International Space Station? Can it operate without Russia's cooperation?
The way the space station went together, you know, we took what the Russians had to offer, took what we had, and figured out a way to kind of put it together. And so by doing that, really the station requires close coordination between both control centers in Russia and in here in Houston, as well as operations aboard the station for it to continue to operate. So it is impractical to operate it without one of the partners for very long. Now, having said that, I would take the announcement yesterday as more posturing than anything else for a couple of reasons. Number one, NASA has not been officially notified by the Russian Space Agency that it intends to leave the partnership after 24. And number two, they simply don't have the money to build their own outpost, their own station, especially now with the money they're spending on their invasion of Ukraine. And even back in the 1990s, when we formed the ISS partnership with Russia and the US as the lead partners, the US paid all their bills. We paid for everything. And even then, it took them 6 or 7 years to build the core module of the station. So it's really impractical for them to say they're going to quit.
So, Commander, you think that the Russians are saying that they're leaving, but really they're not? I mean, what practically does this mean up in space?
I think it's a way to kind of jar the U.S. You know, it's no secret that Vladimir Putin's unhappy with us and the alliance for supplying weapons to the Ukrainians and support. So it's a way to kind of poke us a little bit. Nothing really changes. You know, the fact is the astronauts, the cosmonauts, the mission control specialists, both here in the U.S. and in Russia, they're all professionals and they all get along very well. And, you know, they've worked together for many years. So we're going to continue. Everyone's going to continue making the ISS successful. And so practically speaking, nothing operationally has been affected by this announcement.
And the U.S. wants to extend this agreement beyond 2024 to all the partners until 2030. So I hear you saying that maybe you're optimistic that might happen.
Yeah, I think so. Frankly, I don't think Russia has any other option unless they're willing to give up their cosmonautics program and, you know, their human spaceflight program. People talk about, well, maybe they'll join the Chinese station, but I don't think they'll ever do that because China's at a point now with their space program where they're not going to accept the role of junior partner. And so they're going to be the lead partner. And I don't think Russia's pride would take that.
The International Space Station has been such a point of international pride for so many years. Astronauts from around the world have lived and worked together in space. You were a commander of the International Space Station. Tell us how you experienced that shared endeavor.
It was a wonderful experience, the training, getting to know the cosmonauts and the specialists on the Russian side. And I know that the cosmonauts and specialists enjoyed coming over to Houston and the U.S. and getting to know us, learning each other's technologies and spacecraft and equipment. I mean, it was just a really wonderful time. This is back in 04, 05. And I remember, trouble in the Balkans and the U.S. and Russia being on opposite sides. But, you know, that didn't affect any of us. We could still have discussions and disagree. And the wonderful thing is we spent so much time in each other's countries and cultures that we were able to see the other side, even though we may not agree. So there really was no tension politically about any of those things. And a great story that illustrates that is way back in the 1960s when we had the space race to the moon, there were still a few Russians who had worked on that program living in Star City. And they told some of the Americans, they said, you know what, when you guys landed on the moon, we were happy. We were happy for humanity. And we raised a glass and toasted that achievement. So, you know, that kind of shows you the spirit and the camaraderie in the space business.
So wrap this up here. How do you see the International Space Station moving forward?
I would be really surprised if the ISS does not continue until 2030. That is, if Russia, no kidding, pulls out sometime after 2024. that would pretty much end the station. That would be a shame. NASA is already anticipating the end of the ISS at 2030 by putting out requests for information and proposals from commercial companies to help develop smaller commercial space stations to serve as destinations. So hopefully that will continue. Hopefully we'll be successful with our moon program. And, you know, NASA and the commercial side will find ways to partner to get things done sooner rather than later.
Leroy Chow is a retired NASA astronaut and former commander of the International Space Station. Leroy, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.